Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Sunday, everybody. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix coming to you from the island of Maui, Hawaii. It's been raining here all week and the sun is back out. And I know people are probably having some winter weather and God only knows what. This is quite the time to be on this planet and I know how challenging it is. And that's why I'm doing this show to help people with the transition. We have one world, one life that's falling apart and one that has yet to be rebuilt, and it's a matter of us learning how to process out what is old, what is part of the 3D, and move into the 5D, and we have to get away from a lot of our heavy practices, because in 5D, that's heaven on earth, and that's you have to be at least ascended to a certain point in order to enjoy it. Otherwise, it feels pretty uncomfortable because it's kind of like you're trying to fit into some old tight clothing and it's digging in, you know, it's like that. So whatever's giving you discomfort is a thing you need to work on, and it means that it's indicating a change is necessary. So I help you with that. I can only help you with your next best step or whatever spirit guides me to tell you. It's not about predicting the future. It's about raising the vibration of all of your bodies that should be working together, your mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and clearing up the past. So raising your vibration is what ascension means. So I will get to the switchboard. I pretty much have a full switchboard. I can probably take one more caller if you haven't called in already. So I'm going to read the area code, and I'll let you know when your mic is hot. The other thing is I sometimes have a little trouble with the internet dropping. Should that happen and I'm not there for a minute or half a minute, just hang in there. I have to call back in when it drops for some reason, but your calls stay on the board. Okay, I'm going to the first caller. I go in the order that they came into the switchboard. 773 area code. What can we work on today?
No, I'm just working on, I've been a bit stagnant lately and I'm just wondering if you see any changes, particularly in terms of, like, job or income.
Yeah, we have to make it an energy question.
I know. Let's see.
Let's go back to your feeling stagnant. So the way it works now is that we used to be on a karmic path in 3D, and now we're on a path of our higher self. So when we're on a karmic path, that's when you can say, when like you're an intuitive, whether you're intuiting for yourself or you're doing it for somebody else, you can say, well, you know, you can see the Akashic records and say, well, this is what's coming. Now in the fifth dimension, because the third dimension is closed, in the fifth dimension, we function differently. And it's about aligning with the energy. And the only way to get things to start moving is to change the energy. So what I do is I tune in, you're feeling stagnant. First of all, I guess that was what you needed to know, that things are different now. Have you gotten much of an education on how the new energy works? Like, have you read The Power of Now? I'm trying to think of. Yeah, so that is, that's really important to be in the moment. And we can't, it's been really challenging. You know, I've had to start over again myself. So I've had to refine myself again in the last couple of years, and especially this last year has been challenging. So it's a matter of learning to stay in the moment, because in the new energy, we don't plan things the way we used to. And that's where the book, The Power of Now, comes in handy. So let me tune into what is like your next best step? I'm getting that, and this is probably pretty typical for a lot of people, that it's time to go and learn to, I felt, sometimes I get a flash, I get different ways of getting information for people. What I got was a physical impulse for you, and what it was is to open up your heart chakra more.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is what I'm picking up is that when your heart chakra wants to open, like you want to move out of your head and get in a more relaxed state where you're aligned with your instinctive center and you're connecting to your higher self, and then something in you is pinching it off. That's the impulse that I got, is that it wants to show itself to you and reveal itself to you, and then something's pinching it off. And it's what I'm getting is it's just because you don't recognize it. It's there, but you don't recognize it. You're not acknowledging it. So that's what I'm supposed to tell you, is to feel your instinctive center. And like, this is a great day because it's Sunday, and the week is about ready to start. We do operate in like cycles. The moon cycles and the weeks and the months and the years. And so you're ready to start a new week. And what I'm getting for you is to just open up your heart and ask your soul to show you where you're going, show you the possibilities. And then what's going to happen is when you start to feel instincts coming up, like, oh, I want to go here. Oh, I want to do that. Or, this is something I wanted to think about or look at. Then stay still and long enough to let that start to come into your awareness. I know that's kind of it's hard to explain this stuff sometimes because we're trying to explain the invisible. Does that make sense to you? It's like, I always have it like where I'll feel this urge pushing at me and I go, okay, I better spend a couple of days really listening to my soul.
Yeah, I get into these things where I'm in circular activities, and I don't know how to explain it anymore, where I've got this pattern where I'm like, oh, well, I better clean, the kitchen, or I better, and it's just become so circular, and I don't seem to get outside of my habits, so that might help me do that.
Yeah, that's funny that you said that, because a lot of people, when they start to do the heart journey, which now we all have to do, it's not an option anymore. Mm-hmm. That's the big thing, because there's so many signals going off inside of us, and we don't know which one we're supposed to respond to. And when we get into the signal that shuts down, when we get into the mental or the future, then it shuts down the signal from the heart chakra. So what we got to try to do is stay there like a child. Even the Bible talks about that. Is to be like a child. And then you just trust that. And I mean, I have found lost objects that I wasn't looking for. I run into people. I get my creative stuff from there. You get your intuition. It's just fabulous to be in that space. But we're trained away from that. So, So whenever you feel like you're going in a circle, or you're going back and forth, or you're, then just what you need to do is work on relaxing your mind, breathe. The breath is really important to moving into your instinctive center, and then stop yourself and say, this is where I started a long time ago. My instinctive center, my heart center, my soul is always right. Always. And I learn to trust it moment by moment to guide me. Even in your activities, even the order of things that you do. And then the nice thing about that is the universe always helps you with it too. So you have the whole power of the universe. You're not swimming against the stream. You're swimming with the stream. So I think you know what I'm saying, because you reiterated it very well. And I appreciate your question, because I think a lot of people can use that information. And then you won't feel stuck and just learn to flow with that. Okay? Keep loving yourself.
I will try.
All right.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Sure. Aloha. I'm used to saying aloha and mahalo. I'm here. No, I'm having trouble with the switch. Whenever I can't operate the switchboard, sometimes the internet gets slow. Okay. So I'm going to 630 area code. What can we work on today?
Hold on. Hi.
Hi.
You're calling. I'm glad the sun's coming out in Hawaii. Yeah.
So, it's been weird. It's been raining for over a week.
Louise.
It really does that. Hi. Louise?
Yeah, we had some nice weather. It's always Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. Oh, okay.
So I had a really, really horrible last year. And I'm just wondering if you see things opening up this year for me. I'm trying to move. And it's really important to me. I finally want to, I'm retired and want to, with the COVID ending, you know, hopefully and getting vaccinated, the possibility of, not possibility, I really want to move this year. And I want to see if you see these things on track for me, new beginning.
Yeah, that's actually, everybody's got new beginnings coming. But like I said, it's about meshing with the energy so that life becomes easier and it becomes more joyful and fulfilling.
I'm trying to work on living in the present. You know what I mean? Like that's real important for me, living in the present because of a lot of grief and tragedy happened.
Yeah, I know. Let me look at that. That seems to be, let me see if there's what's still hanging that you might want to be. Okay. I am seeing a past to be left behind and that the future is bright and sunny. I'm being shown a picture of leaving the past behind. I can help you with that, like what tools you might need for that, that work with your specific situation. And that you can be happy again. The word that I'm getting is burdens. So what about the past?
Yeah, that's interesting. I carried a lot of burdens of other people's, unfortunately. And it wasn't even me. I've always been like a happy soul. I was really born that way. I love nature. And I don't know. Like, I have no problem being alone in life. Like, I love everything. I have a nice, beautiful cat. So, like, but I carried the burdens of, like, a lot of family members. And, you know, basically they're all dead now. So they're gone. They're gone.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hate to say that, but in particular, my son passed. And that's what really is my grief. You know, I still love him so much and so sad. He really wasn't doing well for many, many years, and it got very bad the last couple of years. And unfortunately, he passed away, but I think he's in a better place. But I took a lot of his problems for many years and then let them go about 3 years ago. And he progressively got worse. And So I guess that burden, you know, has been lifted. But
except mentally, and then so I'm trying to key into what that is, and I'm getting that there's not a lot of it, but there's a part of you that still wonders, was there something I could have done? And
no, I pretty
that's
much now there isn't. 18 years I tried, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
just got worse and worse.
Well, that's
and,
good. I did pick up a little of that. Sometimes it's in our shadow.
To remember who he was and the beauty of the first part of his life, the first half or whatever it was. And, you know, and just I remember those things every day. But, you know, there is that burden that I took on everybody's problems and especially his because I loved him
very
much.
Well, that's the duplicity
and,
of the human
really
nature. You know, the lower self and the higher self. And the higher self is the beautiful one. And I've had to learn that with people, too, that that's the memory I want to keep of people. And it's a fantastic way to go, is that you keep that memory because that's the real person. Like A Course in Miracles teaches and a lot of teachings. That's the real person. The other part is whatever they've picked up in life or whatever their karma, their drama was. That's not even real. And once they're crossed over. I can tune into that for you. This might help you too. I do communicate with people that have passed. I think, you know, because I'm picking up that he is, yes. That it was actually, I don't get a lot for other people on this show because that's not, Spirit wanted me to do this show and it's supposed to focus on the person. Mm-hmm. But I am picking up yes. And I'm also picking up that you know him well on the soul level. This is about you, you know, that you know him well on the soul level and that you should trust. It'll help you move on. And really, as you're moving into your joy, if you can know that you are correct about everything that you know about him, you know, like you said,
thank
you know
you.
The real him,
yeah.
you know the false
yeah,
him, you know, the struggles you understand.
Friends and the friends and the bad friends and what happened. And, you know, like I know the whole
yeah.
spiel. And, like, it's funny, like, Cardinal's a big signal around here in the Midwest. And every time I call him at a bird sanctuary, he comes out to me almost every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're still in touch. You know him from the other side. You know his soul well, not only because he was your son, but you know him from other lifetimes. So I think that you knowing that, and you were blessed to have known him and to have, and that it the there's a continuity of consciousness, that it's important for you to understand that the continuity, that you'll see each other again, and they're always kind of there. The people that we're connected
just love
to.
Them. Love them every day.
Yeah.
Love them every day.
And that's fabulous.
The good times and be sad
that,
for the
that's
bad.
Perfect. Perfect. And yeah, as long as you can, you look like you seem like you're ready to go. And as long as you do that, things should start showing up. And just know you seem very aligned with your heart. And as everybody should be doing, as every day should be. We should be expecting more joy because this is heaven on earth. It doesn't look like it. Like I said, there's one world that's falling apart. It's dying a horrible death, and there's a new world that's being born.
Yeah.
It's happening simultaneously.
I mean, really,
this is just overlap.
For a lot of people, though, they're not going the right way. I hate to say it, but it's going to be
I know,
very
that's
serious
true. A lot of people
you know,
aren't.
The comma.
Yes.
But can I
yes.
ask you one more thing with my son? Do you think
yeah.
that is there anything else I can help for him is where I feel like every time I remember all the good things, he smiles. So just try not to go to the dark side, right? Because I feel like when
yeah,
I
that's
do,
exactly.
I'm purifying my because, heart and his.
Right. You're exactly right. And believe me, I've been through this with people alive and living and passed on. So I know what I'm talking about. That could be a whole show, but you're right. You just want to remember that person. The other one, it's done. It's done. It's dust to dust. It's all good. Just keep, and when it comes to
okay.
you, if any of the bad memories or any of that comes to you, just put really loving light on it. Just dissolve it. Because it's still, a lot of times it's in the debris field yet. It's not reality anymore, but it's still like flying around like
mm-hmm.
how asteroids and all of that swirl around the planet. You know, it's like that. So just keep giving it love. And then one day there won't be anything left. Just love.
Okay, and what about his friends that were bad? I mean, I really feel like I hope karma happens to them. I hate to say it, but
oh.
I feel like a lot of damage.
Yeah, I won't be able to go into
them.
That here because I do just quick, like, five-minute
okay.
readings, and it's supposed to be
but
about you.
Go with what
but
my
I would
thoughts
trust
are,
your,
right? And if I want, I can contact
pretty...
you again.
But clean up, sure. I do readings. I can do a half-hour reading, 15-minute reading for you on the phone. You can pay me on Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that you want to have your thoughts even about them as clean as you possibly can, and I'm going to tell everybody that. No matter how badly people
why?
Are behaving these days, we want to try to get our thoughts as clean as possible. Because we want
to
be able
don't
to enjoy
to
the 50.
Don't try to go to bad place.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Because why?
Because we, in order to enjoy the higher energy, you have to be all love. We don't want to be mad at anybody or hoping bad on anybody. Because this energy also, it returns your karma really quickly. So whatever we put out, you know, whatever we wish or we think about other
mm-hmm.
people, it comes back to us, like
mm-hmm.
really fast.
Okay.
It always did,
but
it's coming back to the...
But do you think they could have been involved with something bad with him? What about if they did something bad to him? I'm a little worried.
Yeah, I got
like right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. I have to make this just quick readings about ascension, so I'm gonna have to leave it at that. Like I said, you can get a
okay,
private reading
okay.
if you want.
But
you
like,
can email me.
Is your information? Is it on the website if I want to contact you?
Yeah, AlanaK.com.
Okay, what's it called?
Alana at AlanaK.com. And the
Perfect.
On the
okay,
show
I'll
description,
let you go to the next
if you
person.
See that, it has all of my contact information on the show description
okay.
too. Okay, thanks
Thank
for
you.
Calling
it's so
in.
Hard when someone's
okay.
going through grief like this. Thank you so much.
I know. Okay, thanks, Aloha.
Okay.
Whoops, I'm going to the switchboard again. Oh, there we go. Okay, I'm going to the 312 area code. Hi, what can we work on today?
Hi, Alana. This is your second call from Chicago. I know the other lady you just spoke to was from Chicago.
Oh.
Can you hear me? And Chicago
yeah.
is a whole different animal than Maui. So you understand
oh,
what inner city
I grew up
people
in,
here.
Up in Milwaukee.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense.
So I
the
get it.
I was drawn to.
And I used to go there
and
for fun sometimes.
Chicago can be brutal, let me tell you. But I know these
yep.
guys had some bad weather over there. So we were praying
yeah.
for you. Yeah, because I
yeah.
Have,
oh, here?
Well, I have a Mother Yuri. I don't know if you ever heard of Mother Yuri.
Mm-mm.
Lori Grant. Oh, she was a big-time Hawaiian. She taught ancient rainbow conscious healing. It was a Hawaiian healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah there's different islands. I don't know. I remember that person.
Oh.
Yeah, we've had some torrential rain. We had houses wash away and everything. Oh, Maui. Yeah, no, I've never heard of
that.
Her.
I saw the mudslides and everything. I was like, no, not Hawaii. Don't let this happen. I love Hawaii. I've been there. love the spinner dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
And
yeah,
the whales.
I went to the big island.
You guys should check it out on YouTube. I just uploaded a video of whales singing under the water, and it's a chorus of whales. It's called Maui Whale Songs. It's on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
And it's
Maui
got,
whales?
It looks kind of greenish. As my name, it says by Alana K, Maui Whale Songs. And it's beautiful.
So it
I just uploaded
Alana
it a couple days
channel.
Ago.
I have to
well,
see
no,
that,
it's under
I'm
the
so
Violet Phoenix. But if you just put in a search
a
Maui
Phoenix.
Whale Songs,
uh-huh.
just Maui Whale Songs. I think if you put Violet Phoenix, you're going to get all kinds of other stuff. But that's the channel
I'm so glad
that it's on.
Now,
but yeah, me too. yep.
I am so proud
it's
of you
different.
That you made the big jump.
Thanks. Yeah, I moved here in the late 90s. And Milwaukee's just gotten worse. I've been over there, and the traffic and it looks like people just live to. And I just got back from California, also. It looks like people just live to shop, and work, and drive. That's what it looks like.
And
that's
then go
what
hide
life
in your
is.
House.
And
yep.
yeah, and I love it here because I get my dose of nature every day. I mean, and I need big wild nature. Like now, I could only live. In the mountains of Colorado or in Alaska or, you know, I could never live like that again. It's just,
nope.
you can't go back. I am at
Girl,
the ocean every day and
years.
In the mountains.
I lived 43 years in the center of Manhattan. Then I moved to Chicago Oy. Uptown.
Oh,
so it's like, I can't escape this inner city life. And when you come over, like I've been in Hawaii and when I came back from Hawaii to New York, you could smell the petrol from the cars.
Mm-hmm.
And it was constant.
Mm-hmm.
In your house, when you're around mm-hmm. it all the time, you don't realize how polluted.
You're not. Exactly.
And nasty.
Yep.
Yeah. I see. And the 5G through the brain all the time.
I know. That's what I think I got. I could feel that when I went to California. There was something that was making my head hurt
His
and making
harmonic.
Me nauseous. And I'm
that
thinking that's
what
it was.
This harmonic energy. We weren't used to it. Because I've been to Hawaii, and Hawaii was like, oh, my God, this is paradise. Holy moly, can I live here forever? But I couldn't. I had to go back.
Yeah, you have to let go of a lot of things about the mainland, and a lot of people aren't ready to let go of that yet. Or, you know, maybe somebody's, we call it kuleana. Maybe your kuleana is there. And I think no matter where you are, because even in Milwaukee, I had times where, I was just in bliss. I mean, I had my first major wake up when I was in Milwaukee, and I have an aura picture. It's on my website and some of my things. Sometimes I post it on the show where I'm aligned, fully aligned with conscious, with full consciousness. And when the printout came out of the machine, the woman said, "I've never seen this before." She toured around the Midwest. So, I mean, it is possible. Yeah. My aura picture came out where every part of my body, usually they come out all blotchy when people get aura pictures, was ultraviolet light. And I was actually surprised. I didn't know. But now that was the mid 90s. So I know that even if you're in that kind of an area, you can ascend and you can be completely aligned with higher consciousness. But what I felt like was happening was I was hitting a glass ceiling. I was like, I just feel like I need to be. And then I had to grow more when I came here because this is the highest vibration on the planet. So you had to grow more in your faith because you're. Things manifest faster here, so you gotta be very careful how you think and what you say and what you put out because it's instant karma. So I know we talked a long time, but I should be able to swing it anyway. I got two more callers
after you.
No, but that
makes
you.
A lot of sense. I gotta go see that aura picture, but it makes a lot of sense. I mean, people, they don't know how the cities are so damaging. Oy.
It is.
But, anyway.
But, you know, I think it's probably harder now than it was then, though. And I lived in my own home. I owned my own home, and I think that helped, too, because it was all my own energy. So, you know, that's an interesting thing. I mean,
power right across this. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about. All the EMFs, see, that's why I can't live in a condo anymore. I had a cleaning business, and I got to get out of this, and I need to get in the country. I have to have animals. I have to grow my own food. That's my next step. And so I'm saving for a house. I've started a savings account because I've been just bumping around since I've been here, and I need to really have that. And that's the thing about the higher energy. And when I'm talking about the world that's falling apart and the one that's being born, we're going to be returning to the small farms. And so thank you.
Yeah. I pray you get a small house that you can bed and breakfast on the side, and then you'll be covered.
Yep. Well, that's what I figured. I want to have a place where I can have guests. I know that much. Whether it be like a spiritual retreat or be a where people can come and visit and they can relax, because that's what Maui's about. So the challenge being, how do you get into a good groove with the higher energy when you're in a place that has so many EMFs? You got your 5G. You got everybody stressing over the virus.
Like,
I mean,
I
guess
like
so. That's why I'm doing
this.
This
is what I'm thinking. Get a house. I did Airbnb in the middle of Manhattan for a year before my landlord caught me. And I had met so many people from around the world. It was awesome before the evil landlord
stepped in.
Yeah,
it is fun.
I'm
going to
take
all
your
money
away from you, and I'm going to raise your rent. To $2,400 a month for a 600 square foot apartment. So that's what happened. And then I moved to Chicago, and it was just as bad.
So what can we, is there anything I can leave you with?
I'm praying that you get a home. Because if you do that, I want to come visit you.
There's a place that I want here that I think is in the wrong hands. Yeah, I know. There's a place here called Lumeria. Now, to me, this used to be Lemuria, and it sunk.
Right.
And I know a lot of people here, this is where, and it was all peace and love and happiness, and we manifested. We were in a high vibration. There was more oxygen. And I want the place that's called Lumeria. I want to call it Lemuria, and I want to, it's a retreat. It's lots of land and gardens, and it's got many houses on it. And that's what I'd like to have.
No,
and then people can come here and they can take classes. And,
God. I thought somebody was knocking on my door. You know who you should talk to? Joan Ocean. You know Joan Ocean? She's on the Big Island. She's got a big farm. And she does retreats all the time. She's known as the Dolphin Lady.
Oh, okay.
And she's
I've been
really
wanting to go to the Big Island. I haven't gone there because of this COVID stuff.
Go meet Joan. She's got the coolest farm and their donkeys and everybody's over there.
Yeah, that's what
Joan
I want
Ocean.
To do. Animals, I want to have a retreat.
You really
got to
get in contact. I, something's telling me, please get in contact with her. She's the funniest lady on the planet.
I will. I should talk to her. But I got two more calls I have to take, and they're telling me my show is ending. But it gives me another 10 minutes. That's okay.
To tell me cause
what is it? What can I help you with?
Sorry, two more callers, but can you wait a minute? I'm about to move. My partner died last year, and the brother's kicking me out of the house, and I have to move. I'm going through all this crap, and I'm dealing with lawyers, and I was just wondering what Spirit has to say.
I know it's going to sound massive, but I think we kind of been talking about it. You're in a sorting out process of every little aspect of your life, so you have to be really patient with yourself every day to sort out, this is what I want, this is what I don't want, this is the real me, this is the false me, and it's a process you're going to be going through right now, and all of that was just part of, launching you to just head it in a different direction. So you have to take it one day at a time and start the pieces out. Okay. Well, check out my website, Alana, at AlanaK.com. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a place where you can really feel spirit. Thanks for calling in.
I love your archive, by the way. And now for your next two callers.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Aloha. Aloha.
Mahalo. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I got 855 area code. What can we work on? I'm sorry about that. Thanks for waiting.
Hi. A relationship is not coming in long term, or job with
moving either
one.
That's not what I do on this show. It's about raising your vibration and getting into your authentic life and your authentic self.
Okay.
You waited, but do you want to come up with a different question?
I guess, whatever. I know my vibration has been changing the whole week, so I can't even pick up with what's going on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so you're saying you'd like to be able to intuit that yourself, but you're just feeling like you're a leaf in a hurricane?
Yeah, because I'm trying to communicate with some friends, and I don't know if something's behind the energy, I guess. I don't know what is going on with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm getting, you might be able to find some stuff on the internet about clearing your energy and aligning, you know, with your center. And, I mean, there's lots of stuff that's out there. I have stuff in some of my books. All my books are e-books, too, so they're only a couple bucks. And I have one book that's, I think it's only $2.99. It's Living in the Vortex. I talk about clearing your energy and some exercises in there. And there's another one by Rich Ralston. It's called Subtle Energy and the World We Experience. And that's on, they're all on Amazon. And, clearing your space. That's what I'm getting. That you really could have good inner guidance a lot better than you have, but you have all this interference and just learning how to clear your space and center. That would be a priority for you. Okay. Instead of being all full of all this different energy from all these different people. And then that leads you to the right people, too, when you can clear your space. Otherwise, it's like, you know, having a clogged vacuum cleaner bag or a clogged pipe. So work on clearing your space. All right?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. Aloha. Oh, whoops. Oh, 773 area code. Hi. Hello. Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to end the show. Oops. All right. Thanks for everybody listening, and click on follow so that you get notifications when a show is scheduled. And we'll see you next Sunday. Aloha.